There are already more than a dozen lawsuits pending against utility companies brought by dairy farmers who claim stray voltage is making both their families and their cows sick and reducing milk production. Attorney Scott Lawrence has represented farmers in stray voltage suits. He says the proposed bill would pressure utility companies into solving the problem.
It gets utility current out of customers' premises, which is what has been the downfall of a good chunk of the dairy industry in Wisconsin.
The bill would set a 30-day time limit for power companies to respond to stray voltage complaints and award triple damages if the company doesn't correct the problem. A spokesperson for the Wisconsin Utilities Association calls the bill a solution in search of a problem. Bill Skews says there are no reliable studies on health problems caused by so-called ground current.
There is always going to be some level of current, so it's impossible to comply with this bill. And yet the penalties created under this bill are extremely severe, and they're going to guarantee massive rate increases to customers with no detectable public health benefit.
Supporters of the bill acknowledge that it will cost money to retrofit the utility's grounding system, but they insist there are affordable technical fixes. Attorney Scott Lawrence says if it's not fixed, it's dairy farmers who will continue to bear the financial burden in the form of lost revenues from sick cows and higher health care costs for their families. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.